Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Minister Wayne. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Daddy Radio. Information to save a nation. My name is Minister Wayne. Thank you, folks, so much for tuning in. Really quickly, I would like to talk about the end times. I would like to talk about the soon coming of Jesus Christ. Talk about the remnant that's going to be saved. Kind of like in the days of Noah or in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when the Bible says that the end of times, the end of days, the signal, the sign that we would be able to tell, that we will be able to identify. Bible says that it will be like the days of Noah. The Bible says that it will be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, just before the destruction. Just like that. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Heavenly Father God, we ask that you will speak through your servant's mouth. Let your words come from me. Let me not speak my own words, but let me speak your words, Father God. For my experience have taught me that you are God, that you are alive, and that you work through men like myself who humble themselves and depend completely on you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. What are the signs of the times? The signs of the times. What are they? How can we read the signs? The Bible says that God speaks through human beings through signs and wonders. That's many of the ways, one of the ways that God speaks to us, through signs and wonders. Another way that God speaks through us is through dreams and visions. Another way that God speaks through us is through his prophets. That's where I'm coming from tonight. I'm speaking to you as a prophet, one whom God uses to warn his people. I watched a film, the movie, about the end of the world with Noah. I read it in scripture. I read about Sodom and Gomorrah and the kind of place that Sodom and Gomorrah was. That's where sodomy comes from, is Sodom, the sodomy laws. This is sodomy means when someone is sodomized, and they are when someone is sodomized, they were raped through an unnatural penetration. What was meant to defecate is used to fornicate. This was a normal practice for men to sodomize one another. And they were also very proud. They were also very rude to one another. They were very opinionated. And they thought they could do what they wanted to do, when they wanted to do it, to whomever they wanted to do it to, irregardless. In fact, when you read about Sodom and Gomorrah and how the angels, when they came to the city, what they attempted to do to the angels. And Lot, he saw these men of God. He saw them and he became, well, he introduced himself in a very polite way. He offered to put these strangers up for a night because he could obviously tell by looking at them that they wasn't from Sodom or Gomorrah. He could look at them and tell. They looked different. And him being the kind of man that he was, the kind of believer that he was, he showed them God-like love and offered to put them up for the night because he could tell that they were not part of that culture, neither did they want to indulge that culture. When these men from Sodom saw these angels, they were so overcome with lust that they wanted to rape them. They wanted to forcibly sodomize them. And the angels had to use their power to blind these people. They tried to break the door down of Lot's house to get to them. The story gives you an insight into the type of people that the Sodomites were. It gives you insight into how they lived, what they believed, and what they practiced. And God thought, and God said that this kind of behavior was not only immoral, but he had declared and pronounced judgment on it. And that time was up. Look, folks, we all have a time. Everybody. There is a time to be judged as a nation. There is a time to be judged as a whole world, the planet. There is a time to be judged in your family. There is a time to be judged in your region. There is a time to be judged even in your affiliations and your own personal group of friends. There is a time when folks consider who you are and make a judgment about it. God is the same way. God is the very same way. Think about how many times have you decided that you wanted to continue to be friends with somebody, or if you wanted to continue to work at your place of employment. You have to make a judgment call. God is the same way. The Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. and he makes judgment. You see, it belongs to him. It's all his. And when it goes astray, when it goes wrong, when it needs to be fixed, God fix it. And if he got to break it down and rebuild it, that's what he does. Individually and nationwide. The last days, the Bible declares, will be just like the days of Noah, of Sodom and Gomorrah. Noah. We know that Noah built an ark, and we know that Noah waited for it to rain. And we know that all flesh died. Every human being on the planet died, except those that were in the boat, in the ark. But how was that place before it was destroyed? Well, based on the scripture, based on the story that we read, it gives us an insight into their mindset. They were very judgmental. They passed judgment on Noah. They were very prideful. They were very intellectual. They believed in the system of human beings. They believed they're scientists. They believed the learned, educated elite of that era. They thought Noah was a fool. They figured that they could indulge themselves and pleasure themselves to no end. It would be no end to the reign of pleasure. They thought that their America would go on forever. That's what they thought. They thought that their Babylon would go on forever. And I'm here today to tell you that there is a beginning and the end of everything. Even our life. The Bible says it has been appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. It's real. It's not a game, folks. God is real. Jesus is real. And he is soon to return. The wars and the rumors of wars, the state of the earth, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, the global warming, and human beings, because of greed and pride and self-righteousness, refuse to change their tactics. They're going to keep fracking. They're going to keep sucking the oil out of the earth. They're going to keep burning coal fire plants. They're going to keep on building nuclear facilities. We will continue to have nuclear waste. The Bible said if God didn't shorten the days of the earth, man would destroy it himself. The West, the Anglo-Saxons, the Europeans have been in control. For many years. They have dominated the globe. Brought down kingdoms and raised kingdoms. For years. They have recruited other nationalities throughout history. Nation building, nation destroyed, regime building and regime change. She has bewitched the world with the passionate lust of her immorality, her Hollywood. All the nations have drunk of the wine of her immorality. They have all been seduced, conquered, brought down to their knees. With seduction or the iron fist of war, my friend, many, many human beings will soon perish. Only a remnant will be saved. Just a remnant. Just like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, who lived? How many people survived? In the days of Noah, who lived? How many people survived? And in the times that we live in today, this present moment, how many of us will survive, will live, when God, the King of the universe, Ancient of Days, the great I Am, when he come and clean this mess up, how many of us will live? When he come to make a new heaven and a new earth, how many of us will survive? Not many. The Bible says, and it says very clearly, broad and wide is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be that go therein. But straight and narrow is the way that leads to righteousness, and few there be that find it. My friend, let me tell you something. Those that's truly right in the eyesight of God, not that's right with the church, not that's perceived right because of a churchly exterior, but even those of us who are right in God's eye, the Bible says that we scarcely make it into heaven. We scarcely make it into God's good graces. Scarcely. Barely make it. So a person that's not even trying, that don't care, that's not a believer, that refuses to believe because believing is a choice, it's who you choose to believe based on what's in your heart. You can believe Muhammad. You can believe Buddha. You can believe Hare Krishna. You can believe whomever you want to believe. But it takes faith. Whatever path you follow, you got to have faith. Or you can believe in Jesus the Christ. And what was the message of the Christ? The most powerful message that any man has ever brought to human beings. The message of salvation, the message of being one with God, the message of being born again, the message of being redeemed, redemption. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you today that if you want to escape the great day of the Lord, the great day of judgment that is soon to come upon the land, you've got to believe the message of Christ. You've got to receive the message of Christ. And what is the message of Christ? It is simply repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today to tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, look up in the sky, look in your mind's eye,
and you will see. You'll see it. You'll see him on that white horse coming to reclaim his planet with a sword of vengeance in his hand to clean this evil world and rid it of evildoers, even Satan himself will be destroyed. My friend, my name is Minister Wayne, and I'm here today to tell you without a shadow of a doubt, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's nay, it's at the door, it's knocking. If you listen, you can hear it. If you see, you can see that speck in the sky getting larger and larger till it finally arrives. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Christ has returned. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? Will you be able to stand? Will you allow God to get you ready for that great day? Come as you are, but you won't leave the same. Repent. Change. Let the Son of God employ you. Let God fill you with his love. And I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, you'll never be the same. You'll be born again. The Bible says you have a new life, a new mind. If any man, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. God will give you a whole new beginning. You won't have to live in fear. You don't have to live in doubt. You can know for a surety that you are right with God, that you are in God's good graces, that you have been forgiven of your sins, and that God, the creator of the heavens and earth, has a place set aside for you in his kingdom. Make your choice today. Whom message will you believe? Who will you hear? Jesus, he says he's standing at the door and knock. It's up to us to let God in. Just let him in, folks. Let him in by faith and say, Father God, I don't know much. But Minister Wayne said to just offer you into my life and that you will come. The Bible says that if you just ask him, he will in no wise cast you out. God ain't never turned the man down. He never kicked no man out the door. He's never rejected anyone that asks for him. Just ask for him. He lives. He's a spirit, folks. Mind, a will, and emotions. He lives. While this shell that we live in, called a body, it's just temporary. If you don't believe me, just go take a look at the nearest grave. It's full of bodies, millions and millions, billions of bodies throughout the ages, been buried in the ground or lost at sea, a burn, millions of bodies. This ain't just temporary. It's not forever. But your consciousness, your spirit, your essence, who you are, that person on the inside of that body that you can listen to your voice although you don't speak. You can form words in your mind that you don't speak. That's what I'm talking about. Scientists like to say it's the brain. Oh, but it's deeper than that. Brain is just an organ that gives you access to the spirit. That's what it is. My friend, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Because time is short. The hour draweth nigh. The Son of Man is soon to appear. Whom report will you believe? Whose report? I choose to believe Jesus. And I tell you what, my friends, since I made that choice, since I made that commitment, since I decided to believe in Jesus, he has shown me in many areas of my life that I made the right choice. God loves you, and so do I.